Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the second episode of Zika's Spotlight. In this new series, I'm going to pick up one guitar from our shop that I would love to have for my own personal collection. And in the further episodes of the Zika's Spotlight, we will be also joined by a few artists who will pick one of their favorite guitars from our shop and present to you these guitars with me. And for this week, I have picked one guitar that I think it should be presented and talked about much, much more. And for me, it's a guitar that fulfills all my expectations and needs as a classical guitarist. And this guitar is made by Jialan Chen. Jialan Chen was born in China, and the special thing about this young and very talented guitar luthier is that he has learned from the most important maestros, such as the Italian guitar luthier Andrea Tacchi and the German guitar luthier Gerhard Oldiges. And I think the other important point about Jialan Chen to mention is that he is also a professional classical guitarist. It means he knows exactly the needs of professional classical guitarists, and he knows also exactly what he is doing when he is building a guitar. He can do very little adjustments if something is not right and he wants to extend the sound of the guitar. He will do some little adjustments on the guitar top and in the guitar, and this is a very special point about him. And the guitar that I picked today, because I like this guitar a lot, is a Boucher model made by Jialan Chen. And this is a homage to Robert Boucher, one of the probably top three most important French guitar luthiers. And Jialan Chen has also tried a few Robert Boucher guitars by himself, so he knows exactly that kind of sound and spirit in the guitar. And this guitar, as I said, is a homage to Robert Boucher. So he has took some special elements of a Robert Boucher guitar, but he has extended this guitar, the sound of this guitar. And you can see that the rosette of the guitar is inspired totally by Robert Boucher. And what Jialan Chen also did is the interesting bridge of this guitar, because the bridge is made of maple. And some guitar luthiers, I think also Matthias Damann, is using maple on the bridge of the guitar because they think that a lighter wood like maple can enhance the sound quality of a guitar. And you can also see some very little beautiful decorations on the bridge, which is inspired by the guitars of Andrea Tacchi. This in 2024 built Jialan Chen guitar comes with a spruce top with 5 fan braces and 2 Boucher bars, Indian rosewood back and sides, and the tuning machine of this guitar is a very high quality tuning machine made by Alessi, which is very similar to the tuning machines that has been used on an original Robert Boucher guitar. Thank you. What a guitar! We will make a short roundup before we end this week's Zika's Spotlight episode. I think the qualities of this guitar, probably you have heard that already. It has a very well-balanced sound. The relation between the tones are very friendly. Can I say it like this? I mean, they don't interrupt each other. It's a very transparent and bell-like sounding guitar. It has a very compact sound, but at the same time, you can clearly hear every tone. So it's a guitar with a very good tone separation, but at the same time, it has a very compact sound and a very mellow tone. I also noticed that when I'm reviewing a Zika's Spotlight episode, probably I'm going to say always the same things, like very good balance, good sustain on the guitar, and a high quality tone. If you compare this guitar to the guitar of the last week's Zika's Spotlight episode, this guitar sounds more mellow, it has a slightly darker tone, and the Fritz Ober guitar from last week had a very bright tone. But the qualities are always the same. The balance of the guitar is very good on this guitar and also on the last guitar. So what I want to say is, at the end, if I like a guitar, or if concert classical guitarists are playing on certain guitars in concerts, these guitars have always the same quality. Very well-balanced sound, a very good response, and good sustain. You need all these qualities for a very good guitar. And this guitar, for me, has a very well-balanced sound. The loudness between the tones are nearly the same. It has a very transparent and bell-like sound, which is also very typical for a Robert Boucher guitar. And the guitar has also a very good volume. And the volume doesn't cost the quality of the tone. I'm very curious, what is your opinion about the sound of this guitar? And it was also the Zika's Spotlight of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Have a good week and see you next week.